During the current COVID-19 pandemic, we've been well instructed to consider that someone who shows no sign of symptoms could still be a vector for the disease. And should you experience flu-like symptoms, such as a steady cough and fever, or even shortness of breath, that's a clear sign of potential infection. But now, it's been revealed there's another pair of symptoms which, in the absence of any other signs, could be the telltale one you should be looking for. That is, loss of smell and/or taste. Joining me on the WDEL Newsline is New York Times reporter Roni Rabin. She recently wrote a fascinating piece on what medical professionals have discovered and why it should be considered your clearest self-evaluation tool yet. Roni, thanks for joining me.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How did doctors come across this discovery?
I have to say, it kind of started bubbling up. This wasn't the first thing. It's not something a doctor usually asks a patient when they come in complaining of flu-like symptoms or respiratory illness. You know, they ask about fever. They ask about, you know, body aches. They don't ask about, have you lost your sense of smell? It started bubbling up, and that's why I think it's kind of come out later. And really, a lot of it came out of ENTs, ear, nose, and throat doctors talking to each other and kind of chattering about it and noticing that this was happening. It had been noted by doctors all over the world, but it was not a prime thing. So we've heard about this from doctors in Iran, South Korea, some surveillance data, German physicians who did some epidemiological studies early on when they had little clusters and really interviewed patients. And apparently it was also reported early on in Wuhan that doctors, that the ear, nose, and throat doctors were getting very sick. So that was one of the first clues, and one of the big concerns that ENT doctors now have is that they are at very high risk for an exposure, because when they do procedures in the nose, they may be getting a big blast of this virus.
Without question. What are they recommending if someone discovers they are experiencing this, despite feeling well in all other respects?
Well, remember, there are other reasons you can lose your sense of smell. It's just that this is, you know, so common right now. I think one of the things they're saying is this could be a marker for the disease. This could mean you're sick or you're a carrier. Isolate yourself. Don't go near other people for a while, even if you're feeling okay. This could be a real sign that you are infected.
Yeah, and you had just alluded to it. A severe cold can result in the same conditions. So is it really as simple as right now we're talking? If you lack your senses of taste and smell and don't feel congested as you would get with a severe cold, you likely have been infected with coronavirus?
I don't think anyone should take this as a clear diagnosis, and I, you know, this is all preliminary data and people aren't entirely sure. But the clear thing about this is it's happening when people don't have a runny nose, when people are not congested, and when they don't have things like allergies or sinusitis. People have chronic allergies. This is soon allergy time. If you know yourself and you know this happens to you, then that's probably what's just part of your normal pattern. The people who I've interviewed about this who've experienced it say it's a very peculiar for them. It's very sharp. They say their nose feels funny. That one person said it's almost like a metallic kind of sensation in the nose. It's like almost like this, the nose has been kind of cleared out. It's a strange sensation for them, and it's very pronounced. And a lot of people I've spoken to, they're people who do have a good sense of smell normally, so it's very marked for them. You know, there are people, I talked to a cook who cooks mostly at home, not a professional cook, but she's the kind of person who, if she tastes something at a restaurant, she knows what spices went into it. She picks up on things like that. She's suddenly nothing, blank. So it can be very dramatic for people. They don't smell their own perfume. They don't smell their shampoo. They don't smell the kitty litter. They stop changing the kitty litter. It used to be something that really bothered them. It doesn't bother them. They don't smell it.
So is it true that if you're experiencing anosmia or agusia, anosmia being for the loss of smell, agusia the loss of taste, and you show no other symptoms which have been linked to coronavirus, you're likely just going to experience a minor infection? In other words, you likely wouldn't develop a full-blown COVID-19 disease, more of a threat as a carrier?
I don't think we have the data to say that. Physicians in Germany found this developed after people already had respiratory symptoms and were already sick. Other people have said, no, we've seen this isolated without symptoms, or we've seen it early on as the first symptom, and then they get sick. We don't really have enough data right now, and it's not something scientists are going to be greatly focusing on. It's so much more urgent.
Right.
need for information.
And yet, we get these indicators in times like these that little things such as this help us to sort of self-evaluate. And that is always helpful to share. And we're happy that you've done so in your reporting. Again, a really fascinating piece. It's titled Lost Sense of Smell May Be Peculiar Clue to Coronavirus Infection. You can find it in the New York Times. And it was written by my guest on Del Aware, Ronnie Rabin. Ronnie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.